All right. Hi, GWA. I am answering Pretty Bookworm's questionnaire because there were some fantastic questions on there. Also, some of my, like, GWA audios, I think just one, hopefully. You can hear a cat crying in the background. He's now in my office with me, but if you hear any purring, yeah, no, that's not me. I can't purr, but he's right next to me. He's on his cat tree or in my lap. Chowish. we'll give this questionnaire thing a shot. All right, so what was your favorite movie growing up? Ooh, there are so many. I am a 90s baby, so Disney had a big part of my, like, growing up, or my upbringing. Favorite, though, let's see, can I narrow it down? It's so hard. I think my favorite movie, it actually isn't one of the animated Disney movies, but it's The Parent Trap. I love the Lindsay Lohan version. I think just because I had seen that one first. Oh my god. The soundtrack to that is also fantastic. I, like, saw the other question asking about which movie has the best soundtrack. And I love L.O.V.E. by Nat King Cole. That's just one of my favorites. In addition to Here Comes the Sun, Beatles, Can't Go Wrong. So, yeah, The Parent Trap had a pretty big influence on me. I think the other favorite movie I'd have to say, like, if someone asked me my favorite movie growing up, like this questionnaire just did, I would have The Lion King on, like, the tip of my tongue as, like, the other one. I think I saw that movie 8 or 9 times when it was in theater, which is when movies were $5 to go to in the theater. It's not like 15 or 20. My dad took me the first time and it was just me and him in the theater. And from that first song, I fell in love with it and then slowly brought back every single member of my family until they had all seen it. Cause I was like 7 or something at the time and was convinced it was the best movie ever. Those two, definitely my favorite. I remember, like, jumping around on my bed, too, to, like, I Just Can't Wait to Be King and singing at the top of my lungs. Oh, good times. I'll probably, like, move straight to the third question. Oh, yeah, by the way, so I have a penchant for getting distracted and going off task and, like, jumping all over the place. So just bear with me through this since this is my first questionnaire. I might be all over the place with the questions. But hopefully, we'll get through it. So, I guess in regards to soundtrack, Disney music, why is it so beautiful? Those kind of all go together for me. I know there are so many incredible soundtracks out there for different films and movies, or even for, like, musicals. I don't know if that counts as a soundtrack. I feel like I'd have to ask a music expert on that terminology, but I really think Elton John and Tim Rice did a wonderful job with the Lion King soundtrack, and I think that's one of the reasons why it had such a big impact on me, was especially the music. Like, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? That was the first Disney song I learned how to play on the piano. And it was also one of the first ones I, like, had to memorize and, like, do in front of an audience, which went so poorly. so many funny memories from piano recitals and combining songs. Disney music. But one of the reasons I think it's that music in particular is so beautiful is, like, since it is directed towards families or children, they got their racy comments or little innuendos here and there in the Disney movies for the parents, but since it is generally directed towards kids, there's something hopeful in the music, and you can really feel it in your chest. And it's not just because you have the bass all the way turned up. you can really feel like the music. There's something dynamic about it. Especially with that soundtrack too. Kids just, me and myself included, I guess, would jump all over to that move, to that music. Crazy. And there are so many fun voices too. So even if like you don't have the best singing voice, you can totally do the Pumbaa voice a little bit, or like the Timon voice, or like some funny voice, and it's just as fun. So there's just like an element of magic, I think, in the Disney music, that inspires change and inspires movement and inspires you to dance along with it, or like march to Pride Rock with like the rest of the animals. It's so hard to like not want to move when you hear that music. And it's not even just for The Lion King, it's the same thing with like The Little Mermaid. Like Under the Sea, or what was the other one I was thinking of? Mulan. Mulan also has some really great soundtracks too. Songs as well. All right. So next question. Which art form is your favorite? Oh God. Oh no. All of them? Is that? That doesn't answer it though. Plus there are so many different art forms that are emerging, like different mixes between mediums. I'm a fan of art. I'm fairly creative. I'm far better with working with my hands, and I'm a kinesthetic learner, so arts and crafts, or painting, music, singing, sewing, anything of that sort, I really love. Currently, though, I mean, audio's been going good. art form, there's some GWA posts which definitely could qualify as art. Not mine, but especially the scripts too. Oh, some of the writing is just beautiful. I think that one's been, or that's been my kind of favorite art form currently, or medium. The other one I'd say is painting. I really love paintings. Just because I took a class, I also like architecture. Shoot, there's so many. Well, in particular, I really like Baroque and Flemish paintings. The texture, the dimension, the fact that there's so much intricacy and symbolism that you can read into, and it's difficult to be wrong if you can argue your point on like what something is or make connections, which is rewarding, I guess. I don't think that's the right word either. Just for some reason, words are not coming to me today. Probably has to do with being nervous. Yeah, hi, Jill. Do you want to go out? Sorry, one sec. Alright. Sorry about that. Demon kitty. So, back on track. Alright. Yeah, so paintings. And I think I'm always impressed and blown away in awe if I'm in a museum and there are the paintings that cover the entire wall. And being that up close to a painting, like how, oh my gosh, like all the effort that went into that, and the fact that you can see the paint and there's texture to it and dimension is so different from seeing it on a PowerPoint presentation. So I'm gonna go with painting maybe for right now. I feel like it changes though, because some days I'll be in a musical kind of mood, so I'll wanna listen to music all day. Drawing, same thing. Some days when my computer opens up to I think it's Google Art Project I have as like the homepage, and so it displays different works of art from all over the world, I can get really into that. Other days it's just nope, that's not happening. I think that the art form that I have, I don't know if I'd say jealous, but that I look to and hope that I can become better at, I think, is with writing. Because there's a lot of beautiful novels and books. I'm kind of a bookworm myself, so there's, I get lost in books. I love books. And later when you ask about video games and gaming and stuff, I think, all right, no, I'm just going to skip to that now. Yeah, no, I'm more of a book person. I wasn't allowed to have video games growing up, so, yeah, books or outside. I'm originally from California, so the weather was great, so every day outside, I was in a tree somewhere. Didn't really get a chance to play video games ever since my mom didn't let us have them. And that's coming back to me now because a lot of the people that are in my life love video games and are like huge gamers. And I am so behind. Currently they're trying to like get me to play a couple different ones and I'm a little reluctant, but you know, we'll see if they can eventually convince me. They have started though. They're like, okay, if you're gonna start playing video games, we should probably start the right way. So we found like a refurbished N64, and we got Mario Kart. And I'm horrible at it. I'm terrible at it. Get my ass kicked. But you know, because they've been playing that, they can do it like while drinking a beer. Like it's just. It comes naturally because they've been doing it since their childhood. But I think that's probably the extent of my video gaming currently. That's changing though. But I love Mario Kart. Mario Kart is the best. I remember playing so much one day that the next day, you know, the muscle that's in between your pointer finger and your thumb. Yeah, that was just like so sore because you don't use that muscle that frequently, unless you're writing. And I feel like I type a lot more than I write now. But yeah, so sore. I was like, wow, what? What is this feeling? Anyway. All right, so since I jumped around, let's go back. Do you prefer pictures or paintings? Or which do you prefer? Well, I was just talking about paintings earlier, so I really love paintings. Tried painting, not so great at it, could get better, not terrible though, like decent, like really should not like take that on as like my full-time career, but like yeah, it's fun, which is kind of like how I approach that kind of stuff. I think it also depends though, because with pictures, I prefer pictures if I'm learning something, especially being like a kinesthetic learner. It's really helpful to have pictures. I don't think I'd want instructions where it would have a direction and then there'd be a painting, because I would misinterpret that completely and then end up building like an IKEA desk like sideways or something. So yeah, pictures are helpful there. I definitely prefer pictures in that regard. It really depends on the situation, I think, like a lot of these questions, which I think makes them more challenging to answer. All right, guilty pleasures. It can be anything. Ooh, guilty pleasures. Well, since this is for GWA, I'd say my guilty pleasure is listening to DWA. It is just way too much fun. Definitely a guilty pleasure. Other guilty pleasures, I'd say, either at 2 a.m. or 4 a.m., almost every night I wake up and am kind of hungry. So I go and get a snack at like 2 or 4 a.m., depending. It's never at like 3 or 5 or 6. Nope, it's either 2 or 4. And I have Oreos and peanut butter if we have them in the cabinet, and I haven't completely demolished them already. Or a piece of toast or something like that, which is a guilty pleasure, munching on that in the middle of the night. Okay, let's keep going. So since I skipped around, where should I go now? Let's see. Oh, right. Finding Nemo music. Do you have that too sometimes, that seeing or hearing something reminds you of something or someone, and that all the emotions that you had that moment come back? Oh God, yeah. Way too frequently, and it's terribly distracting. If it's with emotions too, it's even worse, better, depending on what the song is and what the emotions were. I think that happens to me so frequently. Like, my thoughts go all over the place, and so making connections and having something remind me of something else and something out of the land, getting lost on a train of thought. Kind of like how this questionnaire is going so far. Yes, that happens too much. I have so many examples. I think I like it. I'm nice. I'm sure many people have similar types of reactions to music. It's one of the like best things about music is its power of emotion. The fact that you can connect with someone on a level that's sheer feeling as opposed to language, which is nice because then it doesn't have to be in English or in Spanish. It's a feeling. So, and for the most part, there are basic feelings that most people can relate to. And so it's a good way to connect with someone. And let's see, let me think. All right, so let me try and give an example. I know I'm rambling now, so I'm really sorry. I think so one moment when emotions and a song came back, we'll do a positive and a negative. How about that? All right, so positive. So as I mentioned earlier, Nat King Cole, L-O-V-E, I love that song. One of the reasons is when I was probably 4, my dad had gotten up earlier. He was an early bird, and he was in the kitchen. My mom was still sleeping, and I walked out of my bedroom. The light is just like coming in through the windows, and it's this warm light. And he was such a goofball. Like, he was the best kind of crazy. Like the best, and he was such a good man. I adored him. And so I came out, and he's singing the L-O-V-E song, and he's making a French toast. And I remember him at the stove with a skillet, and he's flipping the French toast and kind of like singing and that sort of thing. And I remember it was French toast because he did this like terrible, terrible French accent. Never ever has like he ever spoken French. I mean, he knew German, but French, no. Oh my gosh. And so he made me laugh so much. And so all the emotions come back with that song. There have been other experiences that have occurred simultaneously with L-O-V-E, but That's the one that really always brings me back to when I was 4. All right, moving on. So I kind of answered the video game thing. And I'm going to say PC. I'm not much of a gamer, so scratch that. Book, anything that is written, hard copy, something. I like having something in my hand, flipping through pages. Borrowed, like, a significant other's Kindle for all of 5 minutes, maybe. I was like, I can't do this. Like, this is just not working. Which, you know, kind of makes me screwed for the future, but, you know, oh well. All right, next question. Okay. There's a storm outside. We'll go to that one. A bit afraid that the house will be destroyed by the wind. All right. Am I afraid that the wind or some other weather condition will destroy our house? Weather condition, huh? I feel like I have other fears that relate to, like, houses and stuff. I'm not really sure. I don't think weather has ever really made me afraid, though. In California, it was the year before, a couple of few years, maybe? I don't know. It was, like, 1989 or 1990. Might have been 1990. Then it was, yeah, the year I was born. There was an earthquake in California because we're right on the San Andreas fault line. And so I remember there being fear around me a lot. And I remember certain things in my childhood home, like the bookshelf being bolted down and things being, like, secured, which was the result of that 1990 earthquake. And I think, if anything, that terrified me. But since I was born just after that, people had already started developing safety measures for how to go about what to do in an earthquake. And so it never really scared me, because everything, like, there was already a protocol in place. I might have more of a fear if I experienced the earthquake and then after people started to figure out safety precautions. But yeah. All right. Sorry I'm talking so much. all right. Rambling. Yay. Okay. Carnival. Ooh, that's fun. Dutch feast is a... Okay. Which holiday do I always look forward to the most? Ooh. Depends on if we're talking about, like, what do I look forward to the most? Which holiday? Like, which one do I really like to celebrate as a pastime? Or which ones do I look forward to in a more philosophical sense? Like a romanticized version of the holiday, which I think I do with New Year's Eve and 4th of July. My family has never been big on celebrations or festivals or, like, big gatherings, parties, that kind of thing. My mom's fairly quiet. She's a people person, but she's fairly quiet. And so we don't really do the whole staying out late party thing, which has made me really want to do it. So, you know, cognitive dissonance, woo-hoo. And I've never really done the whole New Year's Eve, 4th of July, beach weekend, drinking with friends, fireworks at the crack of dawn, that sort of thing. So I have a romanticized kind of view of those holidays. And I guess, like, you could say, like, future-wise, like, that's what I would look forward to the most, is actually, like, celebrating those to their full potential, per se. In reality, Halloween is fantastic. So that's the one that, like, is a pastime that has always been my favorite. I get way into it. Like, especially since I was kind of, like, thrown outside as a child. Well, not, that sounds terrible. Well, not thrown outside, but since the weather was nice in California, I was never inside. I was either up a tree, walking the fence, in the alley, playing roller hockey, that kind of thing. So I kind of developed a sense of imagination and rolled with the punches, that sort of thing. Yes, imaginary friends. That's where... Oh, wait, no. Never mind. Scratch that. Shh, shh, shh. We're moving on. Okay. But yeah, Halloween. It's really fun to see what people come up with. Some people are so incredibly clever, which is always fun to see, because sometimes you don't expect that in someone. And it's nice to see a different side of someone sometimes. And I also think that I look forward to it the most because I love passing out candy. And I think ever since I was a little girl, I've like had this notion of like decorating the house. I mean, I did that when I was a little kid, like cobwebs everywhere on the roof, putting up cobwebs, attaching them to trees, scaring the parents, like decorating the yard to a full extent. And I think I've kind of carried that with me to my adult life now. So I really love doing that and going all out. And I think, especially since I did it as a kid and getting like excited about it, just kind of gives you energy and gives those around you more energy. And yeah, so Halloween, definitely. Oh crap, we're not just talking about Halloween. Okay, that's the next question. Who or what did you dress on Halloween last year? Okay, so pretty bookworm. I dressed up as Belle, and my significant other was Beast. I did his like face painted his face in like all different types of like brown colors and found like this crazy wig. It was pretty great. It was kind of fantastic. I'm very much into the idea for Halloween with your costume kind of hodgepodging whatever you find together, whatever you find around the area, and then kind of like adding it all together. So he was Beast and I was Belle. Learned on YouTube like how to do my hair like Belle. It's incredible some of the things that you can learn on YouTube. That was fun. Learned something new too that day. Yeah, Halloween. Been wanting to do that costume for a really, really long time. Anyway, okay, would you eat a chocolate flavored pizza? Or a pizza flavored chocolate? Just like would you rather? Would I? Actually, this is probably cheating answering it this way, but there is a girl in my grade, and I was with the same class for 8 years, and this was also before allergies and parents that would freak out where you were able to bring a treat on your birthday, and she always brought in this pizza, and it was like a candy pizza cookie brownie chocolate sugar rush of a treat. And so I'd eat that. Yeah, that was great. cavities, woohoo. All right. I don't think I'd eat it. Well, no, why not? I mean, for fun, like, and actually enjoy it, or like, yeah, I mean, I'd eat a pizza flavored chocolate. I'm not sure I'd enjoy it, but I'd at least try it. All right, what's your favorite snack? Oh, good, an easy one. All right, apples and peanut butter, my favorite. What is your least favorite sound? Oh, that's good. Okay, I feel like I should have started with these ones. These ones I can do. Least favorite sound. I hate the sound of stepping on snow that isn't powder snow, but it has already been like compressed into the ground, and it kind of makes a squeaking noise. Those of you that frequently in the snow or have memories of the snow probably know what I'm talking about, I'm hoping. But yeah, I get goosebumps, can't do it. I mean, obviously I have to because where I live now, there's snow. But it's something that I don't like. I don't like at all. and then I have one other one, which is, I'm not sure, I'm sure there's an English word for it because there's some crazy vocab words out there, but when you hold a cotton ball and if you twist it, it's very similar to the kind of idea of like stepping on the snow, but if you twist a cotton ball, I don't know if you can actually hear anything, but it's like that feeling, like I think you can sort of hear it, but when you twist it, it's just, yeah, no, goosebumps. Not the good kind either, not the good kind goosebumps. I'm really not a big fan of that. It's like, what's another equivalent? Like biting down on tinfoil. It's like that sort of sensation. Anyway, so it's far longer than I intended it to be, and hopefully I don't sound like a bumbling idiot answering these. But yeah, thank you, Pretty Bookworm. This was a really fun first questionnaire to do. Yeah, and I hope I didn't talk too much. Anyway, bye.